holding an instant meeting. There are times when you just want to get together with people, it's not necessarily planned, but you want to do it right away. And this is where an instant meeting can help. You may like to use your personal meeting room, particularly if you're meeting with friends and family, and you don't mind them having your personal ID. For people you know less well or business contacts, you may like to use a unique ID. Zoom is a fantastic way to have a one-on-one, high-quality voice chat with someone or get a group of people together. Let's show you how you might do that on both Windows and iOS, and the same applies to other platforms. I'll go to the Start menu on my Windows PC.
Search box edit.
And type in Zoom.
Start Zoom, desktop app.
I'll press Enter.
Zoom Cloud Meetings. Zoom Connecting, tab.
The client is loading, and we're logging on.
Zoom Pro Account.
And Zoom Pro Account confirms that I'm logged into my account, which is a Pro Account, the $14.99 per month. I'm on the Home tab now, and if I want to start an instant meeting, I'll press Tab. Since I'm a blind person and I'll be probably talking with other blind people on this instant meeting, I'm going to just start an audio meeting.
Status, Available button dropdown, Settings button, Start with video button, Start without video button.
Start without video is what I want, so I'm going to press Enter.
Zoom. Alert. You are using the computer audio. ZP connecting WND. Zoom meeting ID. 6.
And there's my Zoom meeting ID that has come up, and it confirms that I'm using the computer audio. The behavior may be a little different for you if you have not configured it exactly the same way that I have, and that's fine, as demonstrated in the previous section, because I've automatically got my audio being joined. And also, for the moment, I have the option enabled to always use my personal ID for instant meetings. I may well change that in the future, but I've got it enabled for now. So how do I get other people into this instant meeting? Well, what I really want to be able to do is send a quick, say, Skype instant message to someone, or a message on Slack, or maybe fire off a quick email to see who's around. So I need this URL. As it happens, I know it off by heart because this is my personal meeting ID, but that might not always be the case, particularly if I start an instant meeting that doesn't use my PMI. So I'll press the Tab key.
Turn on original sound button. Copy URL link.
And there it is, copy URL link. I'll press Enter to activate that option. And let's see what's on the clipboard. To do that in JAWS, I can press the JAWS key with space, and then the letter C for clipboard.
Clipboard text. Clipboard text. Link https://zoom.us/j/.
And there it is. My URL is definitely on the clipboard. Thanks to Jules for telling me that. That means I can open up anything where there's an edit box and paste that URL so I can quickly fire off a message and say, hey, join me for a quick chat if you like. Here's the URL. People can click that URL, and as we've seen, even if they haven't installed a Zoom client before, it's a very quick process to be a part of that meeting. I'll press Escape to close the virtual viewer in JAWS.
Copy URL link.
And I'm back into my meeting now. And we can tab around here.
Turn on original sound button. Copy URL. Join audio. Share screen. Invite others button.
There's also an invite others button, which is a little bit more formal, so you can invite by email, and a whole range of other options exist for that as well. Let's press Enter and see how we can invite others.
Start without video button. Invite by email tab check selected.
There's invite by email.
Default email button. Gmail button. Yahoo mail button. Copy URL button.
So we can choose our default email option, and in my case, that will cause Microsoft Outlook to come up.
Copy URL button.
Again, the copy URL option is here.
Copy invitation button.
And you can copy the entire invitation, if we like, to the clipboard. So I'll do that. I'll press Enter. And the invitation should be copied to the clipboard. To confirm that, I'll press the JAWS key with space, and then C to look at the contents of the clipboard.
Clipboard text.
And read it.
Clipboard text. You are invited to a Zoom meeting now. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android.
And there's the URL.
Blank. Press Escape to close the clipboard text viewer.
And I'll press Escape to close.
Copy.
So at the moment, the phone numbers aren't showing because I believe that's how I configured it. But we could, of course, set up the defaults so that both VoIP and phone meetings are available. So that's another way to invite somebody to the instant meeting. I'll press Alt-F4 to exit the screen.
Zoom meeting ID.
And now tab around.
Turn on original sound. Copy URL.
And we're back around to the beginning again. So I'm in my personal meeting now. I'm going to end this meeting now and then begin a similar process using iOS.
End meeting or leave meeting?
I pressed Alt-F4.
Leave meeting button. Cancel button. End meeting for all button.
That's what I want to do, so I'll press Enter to end the meeting for all.
Zoom meeting ID.
Now, if I wasn't using my personal meeting ID, then this instant meeting ID would expire and it wouldn't be usable again. But since we are using the personal meeting ID in this particular case, it continues to work permanently. Let's take a look now at the same kind of process on the iPhone. So I picked up my iPhone and I'll double tap on the Zoom app.
Zoom. Connecting. Ellipsis. Heading.
And we're on.
Selected. Meet and chat. Tab. 1 of 4.
The Meet and Chat tab. I'll go to the top of the screen.
Meet and Chat. Heading.
And flick to the right.
Search messages and files. Button. Start a chat. Button. Jump to chat. Ellipsis. Join a meeting. Start or schedule a meeting.
And that's the one that we want, so I'll double tap.
Start or schedule a meeting. Back button.
And flick to the right.
Start or schedule a meeting. Heading. Video on. Switch button. On.
I don't want my video on, so I'll double tap to turn it off, and that's usually remembered. So once you turn video off, it will default to off for future meetings that you start.
Off.
Flick to the right.
Use personal meeting ID, PMI. Switch button. Off.
Currently, use personal meeting ID is off, and so I'm going to leave it off so that we can have a look at how this works when you don't use your personal meeting ID for an instant meeting.
Start a meeting. Button. Waiting. Ellipse. In progress. Connecting. You are alert. Zoom would like to access the microphone. Displaying Jonathan Mosen's avatar.
And I'm being asked if Zoom can access the microphone.
Headphones. For don't allow. Okay. Button.
That's important, so we'll choose okay.
Okay. Displaying Jonathan Mosen's avatar.
The microphone is now on.
Headphones. Meeting ID. 1466022248.
That's a 9-digit meeting ID that's going to expire when this instant meeting finishes.
End. Button.
We'll flick to the right.
Audio unmuted. Button. Video stopped. Button. Share content. Button. Participants. Button.
I'll double tap on participants.
Participants. 1. Close. Button.
And flick to the right.
Participants. 1. Heading. Jonathan Mosen. Voice unmuted. Video stopped. Host. Me. Chat. Button. Invite. Button. Mute all. Button. Unmute all. Button. Unmute all.
So invite is the key here if we want to invite someone else to this instant meeting.
Mute all. Invite. Button.
I'll double tap.
Alert. Send email. Button. Send message. Button. Invite contacts. Button. Copy URL. Button. Cancel. Button.
So I'm going to copy the URL.
Copy URL. Button.
And double tap.
Copy participants. 1.
Now I'm going to open the Messages app. Open Messages.
Messages. Messages.
And we'll flick to the right.
Messages. Compose. Mum. 548. Vodafone. Heidi Mosen. 116.
And there's a message from Heidi Mosen, so I could potentially invite her to this instant meeting. I'll double tap.
Back button.
I'll perform a four-finger single tap to get to the bottom of the screen.
Record audio. Message. iMessage. Text field.
I will double tap.
Message. Text field. Is editing.
And we remember that the URL is on the clipboard, so we want to paste the URL from the clipboard into this iMessage. I'm going to perform the rotor gesture until I get to the edit options.
Characters. Edit.
There it is. I'll flick down now.
Paste.
And paste is the first item, so I'll double tap on paste.
https://zoom.us/j/14660228.
As I mentioned earlier, the convention is straightforward, zoom.us/j/ and then the meeting number. So I can go ahead and send this iMessage. If I were really going to send this and invite her for real, it would probably be good if I dictated or typed some sort of preamble, like, would you like to have a chat on this instant meeting about your forthcoming wedding? We got all the parentals together and we want you involved. We thought it would be good to have you involved since it's your wedding. Here's the URL. And then she can choose the URL even if she hasn't attended a Zoom meeting before. She'll be invited to go to the App Store to install the application. I'm not going to send this though, so I'll exit the iMessages app and go back to Zoom.
App switcher. Zoom. Active.
Double tap.
Zoom. Close. Button.
Double tap the close button here.
Headphone. Displaying Jonathan Mosen's avatar. More. Participate. Share video audio on end. Button.
And there's the end button. I'll double tap.
And alert. To keep this meeting running, please assign a host before you leave the meeting. Leave meeting. Button. End meeting. Button. End meeting. Waiting. Progress. Start or schedule a meeting. Back.
And there we have it. That instant meeting is over. And because we didn't use the personal meeting ID in that instance, that meeting ID has now expired. And if you try to visit it, you will find that it no longer works.